各位弟兄姊妹平安
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
很高兴在这次退休会里面最后一堂聚会的时候我们可以 在这里一起的主日崇拜
It is my great pleasure to share with you in this last Sunday of the retreat, Sunday morning worship.
当我们燕文堂、广东话堂跟、国语堂一起在这里聚会的时候代表教会是一个合一的教会
When the three congregations,、English, Mandarin and Cantonese,Gather together here, and it is a united church.
因为我们知道我们都是信同一位耶稣基督。
Because we believe in the same Jesus Christ.
在这一次的聚会里面，国语堂的主题是一个新的人，有三个新的世界观、价值观和人生观。
And in the Mandarin congregation, the main theme for this retreat is the three new aspects of life. One's worldview, one's value, and one's life view.
我们因为都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
我们都是神所新造的人。
And we are born new in Christ.
因此，虽然我们的语言有不同
，Therefore, although our languages are different,
但是我们的生命应该是相同的。
But we share the same life.
都是一个新造的人的生命。
It is the life of a new made man.
那这个新造的人不只是一个身份，是一个观念。
This is not just a status, not just a concept.
而是落实在生活中的。
But it's built into our life.
当我们面对选择的时候
，and we choose making a choice.
当我们面对人的时候
，and we are facing people.
当我们面对自己的时候
，and when we face ourselves.
我们如何做决定呢
？How do we make our decisions?
我们根据什么作为我们的决定的基础呢？
Of our decision.
我们要一起来读马可福音十四章三到九节。
Let us read Mark chapter 14 verses 3 to 9.
很抱歉，我在这里只有中文，但是各位如果有英文圣经，各位可以翻开来看马可福音十四章三到九节。
There's only Chinese here, but if you have an English Bible, please open up your Bible to that Mark chapter 14.
好，我们、如果读可以读中文的，一起来读。
Okay, let's read the Chinese together.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。”他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。”我们用英文读一遍，好不好，请。
Okay, let's read this in English, and I'm reading from the NIV version, Mark chapter 4, verses 3 to 9. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper.A woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus.Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will always be told in memory.
这个女人是谁呢
？So who is this woman?
在约翰福音十一章的时候，我们看到耶稣在伯大尼让拉撒路从死里复活。
We saw that in John chapter 11, Jesus went to the home of a woman in Bethany and raised Lazarus from the dead.
这一位女人就是拉撒路的二姐，她大姐叫马大，二姐就叫玛利亚。
And this Mary is the second elder sister of Lazarus.
这个时间。
His eldest sister is Martha.
时间是在逾越节的前六天。
And this has happened six days before the Passover.
在一天，在隔一天就是中树节，就是耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷的前一天。
And that is one day before the festival of the palms. That is when Jesus rode a donkey into the gates of Jerusalem.
各位注意到这个地点是在一个叫伯大尼的一个长大麻风的西门，就是这西门以前长过大麻风，现在在他家里面来宴请耶稣。
And this festival occurred in the home of a leper called Simon, and that means this person had a leper before.
那他现在痊愈了以后，耶稣在他的家里面吃饭，这不是玛利亚自己的家，是在西门的家里面。
And after this leper was cured, he had a banquet for Jesus. And so the event took place not in the home of Mary, but in the home of this leper.
那这里记载，玛利亚用香膏浇在耶稣的头上，先浇在头上，然后呢，这香膏就流到脚上，以后他又用把香膏抹在耶稣的脚上，用头发去擦耶稣的脚。
And the Bible told us that.Mary poured the perfume on the head of Jesus, and then this perfume flowed down his body to his feet, and Mary used her hair to rub the feet of Jesus with the perfume.
各位想想看，当时的场景是一种什么样的场景？香膏倒在头上，然后呢在脚上，然后这样头发去擦，不是用毛巾去擦，用头发去擦，这是一个什么样的一种场景？各位可以想象。
Let us imagine what happened in that circumstance. A woman poured the perfume on the head of Jesus, and this perfume fell all the way down to his feet. And then Mary did not use a towel or any paper napkin. She used her hair to rub his feet.
为什么他要这样做呢？
Why did she do it?
他的门徒也会问说：“为什么要这样做？何必这样做呢？”
And his disciple asked, "Why are you doing this? Why do you have to do this?"
这就牵涉到价值观的问题了。
And this has something to do with value.
我们要做或者不做，是因为我们有一个价值观在我们的里面。
Whether or not we decide to do something because we decided that certain things have value.
他可以用一点点的香水就足以使得香味出来了。
It only takes a very little bit of perfume to have the flavor to come out.
就好像我们在座很多人用香水的时候就是这样的，对不对？我们只喷一点点，不需要整个都倒出来。
And so our ladies use the perfume. You do not use the whole jar. You just spray a little bit, and you know you did the job.
那为什么要把这个瓶子打破，然后又浇在头上，又弄在脚上，然后再用头发去擦
？Why did she have to break the jar and then let the perfume flow out and then go through all this process？
我们就看到一个基督徒行事为人，一定有一个动机或者一个原则。
And that is to say that a Christian, whatever he does, he has a motive, he has a reason.
我要做什么或者不做什么，我一定有一个动机跟原则。
Whether or not I decide to do something, I have a motive, I have a principle.
这次聚会里面，我们讲到三个我们决定的次序。
And in this meeting, we talk about three a sequence.Of three steps that we make decisions.
首先，我们要知道主是谁，耶稣基督是谁。
First, we have to know who is Jesus.
然后，主耶稣做了什么 ？What?
And then, what did Jesus do?
然后，他如何去做
？And how did he do it?
因为他是谁
？Because of who he is.
因此，我知道我是谁。
Therefore, I know who I am.
因为知道他做了什么。
Because I know what he did,
所以我才知道我应该做什么。
And therefore I know what I should do.
我知道他是如何去做的。
And I know how he did it.
我才知道我应该如何去做。
And therefore I know how to follow and do it.
这是基督徒的一个最基本的原则了。
This is the most fundamental principles.
当我们说我是基督徒的时候
，And when I say I'm a Christian,
耶稣是谁？因此我知道我是谁。
Who is Jesus? Therefore I know who I am.
耶稣做什么？因此我知道我做什么。
I know what Jesus did, and therefore I know what I should do.
耶稣如何去做，所以我才知道我如何做事。
And how did Jesus do it, and therefore I know how I should go ahead and do it.
我们理解这个前提以后
，With understanding of this prerequisites,
我们才能够了解为什么玛利亚要这样做。
Then we understand why did Mary, do what she did, what she did.
玛利亚所认识的耶稣是谁呢
？Who is the Jesus that Mary know?
玛利亚。他非常的认识耶稣。
Mary is one who really knows Jesus.
因为耶稣每一次到耶路撒冷，一定会先到伯大尼，就到玛利亚、马大跟拉撒路的家里。
Because whenever Jesus came to Jerusalem, the first house he would visit is the home of Martha and Mary.
玛利亚是常常坐在耶稣的脚前听耶稣讲道的。
She is the one that is who is sitting before on the feet of Jesus and listen to him.
玛利亚知道耶稣是慈爱的主
and he know that Jesus is a loving Lord.
因此他知道我是主所爱的人
and therefore she know that I am one that the Lord loved.
我们全家都是主所爱的人
whole family loved by the Lord.
所以当拉撒路病的时候他派人去求耶稣的时候只说你所爱的人病了不需要讲名字只说你所爱的人病了
And therefore, when Lazarus fell sick, she sent somebody to pass a word to Jesus. And she said, the one whom you loved was sick. She did not have to mention the name because there is no need.
我是他所爱的人。
I am the one he loved.
我是一个爱主耶稣的人。
And I'm the one who loved him.
他先知道自己是谁。
First, you know who she is.
他知道耶稣为他们做了什么。
She knew what Jesus had done for him.
他使我的弟弟拉撒路复活了。
And she raised my younger brother Lazarus from the dead.
因此我要知恩图报。
And therefore, because of his grace, I want to repay.
那耶稣怎么样使拉撒路复活呢？他用大能的吩咐，让拉撒路可以从死里复活。
How did Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead? He used his might, his authority.To bring him from the dead.
那耶稣做这样的事
And Jesus did this thing.
我也要做我所能的来做
I have to do what I could for him.
这就是为什么玛利亚要这样做
And that is why Mary has to do what she did.
玛利亚也知道她所爱的耶稣是谁
And she knew whom the Jesus she loved, who he is.
耶稣基督是主
Jesus Christ.Is Lord.
我是他的门徒。
I am his disciple.
耶稣基督即将舍弃他的生命。
And Jesus Christ is about to give up his life.
我也愿意舍弃我最爱的。
I am willing to give up what I love most.
耶稣基督将怎么死呢？他将钉死在十字架上。
How would Jesus Christ give up his life? He would be nailed to the cross.
因此，我也愿意打破我自己的香膏。来高抹耶稣。
And for this reason, I'm willing to break up my alabaster jar to anoint Jesus.
各位知道在这里也是 who, what, how 这三个次序。
And so here, there are the sequence of who, what, and how.
当他到西门家里面去之前，可能玛利亚心里面就会问这几个问题。
And before she arrived at the home of Simon, she would ask herself the three questions.
我贸然的闯进去西门的家里面合适吗？这不是我的家，这是一个有钱人的家。
Is it appropriate for me to barge into the home of a rich person like Simon?
耶稣正在吃饭，我这样闯进去合适吗
？And when Jesus Christ was having his dinner, and I interrupt and I went in, does it make sense?
我带着香膏去，那我。到底要用多少香膏在耶稣身上呢
？I brought this jar of perfume. How much would I use it on Jesus?
我们从理性来看的话，他应该要想这些问题。
from a rational point of view, he would should have to go through these reasonings.
但是我们看到玛利亚，她好像啊，好像她不需要考虑这些。
But apparently, Mary did not have to make these considerations.
她只知道说耶稣基督即将离开他们，钉死在十字架了。
All she knew is that Jesus Christ is about to leave them, to be nailed on the cross.
因为耶稣已经好几次都预告说他要死，然后复活，然后要啊为罪的罪来死。
Because Jesus has told them over and over that he is going to die.And he is going to die for sinners.
他的门徒们好像没有像玛利亚有这么敏锐的感觉。
And his disciples do not have the kind of sensitivity, that Mary had.
他们还是很理性的在计算说三十两银子可以周济多少穷人，可以做多少圣工。
They are being very scientific about it and to calculate how much, how many poor people can they help with 1 year's wage.
他们没有像玛利亚对耶稣的死有这样一个敏感的一个认识。
They do not have the kind of sensitive feel as to how why Jesus Christ died for sinners.
他们也没有像玛利亚一样有这样的情感，强烈的情感，可以说奋不顾身，不管别人怎么想，不管到底这样做所谓值不值得，他爱主，他就是要做他该做的事情。
And they do not have the very strong emotion that Mary has on Jesus Christ, and she doesn't care. She did not care what other people think. She has made up her mind, and she is going to do it.
她只知道说，如果耶稣死了，我能够做什么
？All she thought about is if Jesus Christ is going to die, what can I do?
耶稣是被钉十字架的。
Jesus was nailed on the cross.
各位晓得被钉十字架是当作政治犯才会被钉十字架。
Only political prisoners would be nailed to the cross.
因为他被钉十字架的罪名是说他要做犹太人的王。
Because his crime is to be the king of the Jews.
因此当耶稣钉十字架以后，他的尸体一定是由罗马政府来处理的。
And so after his death, his body would be managed.By the government of the Romans.
她作为一个犹太人的小女子，她不可能再看到耶稣的身体。
And as a little woman from the Jewish tribe, there's no way she can get in touch with the body of Jesus ever again.
她怎么能够来帮助耶稣安葬呢
？How can she help the burial of Jesus Christ?
当时最尊贵的安葬就是用香膏抹上尸体。
At that time.The most honorable way of a burial is to use the pure perfume to anoint the entire body.
她没有这样的资格，她没有这样的机会。
She was not qualified. She did not have the chance.
因此，她预先为耶稣来膏抹。
And therefore, she did it beforehand.
因为她爱耶稣。
Because she loves Jesus.
我们从玛利亚身上可以学习到什么榜样呢？
What kind of example can we learn from Mary?
玛利亚尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意的知恩图报。
She used all of her heart, all of her mind, all of her strength, and all of her will to pay back the grace that Jesus had on him, on her.
她知道耶稣为我而死，我可以为他而活。
She knows that Jesus Christ died for her, and she can live for him.
我怎么来为耶稣活呢
？How do I live for him？
我尽我所能的来完全的献上。
I do my best and I give my all。
对玛利亚来说，她一定不是一个富有的家庭。
Mary did not come from a rich family。
圣经没有记载她的父母亲，他们可能三个姐弟相依为命。
So the Bible did not mention their parents. Maybe just the three of them left orphaned。
她作为一个女子，她最珍贵的就是这一瓶的香膏，在她结婚的时候可以使用。
And as a unmarried woman, her most valuable treasure is this jar of perfume that she can use during her wedding.
但是当她知道可以用在耶稣身上的时候，她就毫无保留，绝不后悔，绝不后退。
But once she found out that she can use it on Jesus Christ, she has no reservation. She just go ahead and do it.
这是 William Borden， 这是一个内地会的传教士，他准备要到中国做宣教士。
A missionary by the name of William Borden.
Borden.
She is with the Inland China Inland Mission, and he is preparing to go to China.
在十九世纪末的时候，他本来是想到埃及先学阿拉伯的语言，然后到中国的回教徒当中去做宣教士。
Towards the end of the 19th century, he was planning to go to Egypt to learn Arabic, and then the plan was for him to go to China to preach to the Muslims in China.
他是耶鲁大学的毕业生。
He was a graduate of Yale.
他二十几岁的时候就继承了很大的一笔遗产。
And as a teenager, he inherited a very large inheritance.
但是他决心要到中国去宣教。
But he made up his mind to go to China as a missionary.
他在埃及学阿拉伯语言的时候，
and when he is learning Arabic in Egypt,
染上了疾病，
he contracted a disease.
就死在埃及。
And he died in Egypt.
他就没有机会能够到中国去。
And he did not have an opportunity to come to China.
很多人会问说，何用这样枉费呢？
And people would ask, that's a waste of a young life.
他有这么高的学位，他有这么多的钱财，他可以支持宣教士，何必要自己去做宣教士呢？
With so much wealth and so much knowledge, he can support a lot of missionaries to go. He did not have to go himself.
但是他知道说，主耶稣为我死，我为他而活。
But all he knows is that Jesus Christ died for me, so I can live for him.
他尽他所能的来报答耶稣基督的恩典。
So he did all he could to repay the grace of Jesus Christ.
他不是先考虑说我这样打破玉瓶啊，整瓶的香膏就这样浪费了啊，是不是值得？
He did not calculate how much of a waste it is for me to break up the jar.
他所考虑的就是我是坐在主耶稣的身上就值得。
And what he considered is, as long as I did it all on Jesus Christ, it is worth it.
我们在座每一位也是如此。
And everybody here, we are like, we are the same way.
我们有的人有很好的所谓条件，外在的条件。
And many of us have good qualifications.
我们有的人可能自己觉得我拥有的很少。
And maybe some of you feel that I do not have a lot.
就像这一位玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
但是只要你献上了，主就悦纳。
But as long as you give it up, God appreciates.
上帝能够使用你所献上的这一点，成为极大的用途。
And God can make use of whatever you give to Him, for His purpose.
就好像那个寡妇两钱的银子，耶稣基督称赞他一样。
And just like the widow who gave up her belongings of two coins, Jesus praised her.
十九世纪的时候，来到中国的第一个新教的宣教士叫 Robert Morrison 马里逊。
And in the 19th century, the first missionary of the Protestants that came to China, his name is Robert Morrison.
马里逊他是一个很有学问的人，他也学过医学，那他又懂中文，所以他来到中国，他有很好的学问，也有很好的知识，他可以以一个翻译员的专业的翻译者的身份到中国。
And Morrison is well educated and he is well off, so he is very qualified and he knew Chinese. So when he came to China, he could make his living as a translator.
他就可以公开的来到中国，他有一个合法的身份到中国。
He came to China as a legal visitor.
那时候清朝的政府是不准许外国人来中国传教的。
At that time, the Qing dynasty do not allow foreign missionaries to come to China to preach the gospel.
但是他用一个翻译员的身份就可以合法的到广州，然后就开始翻译圣经，做传福音的工作。
But as a translator, he can legitimately go to Guangzhou and then to start his career as a translator.
他非常的忙，他需要助理。
He was very busy. He needed a helper.
他向总会申请说，你们再派一个宣教士来。
So he asked the mission send another missionary.
那是大概1907年到1920年之间，啊，不对，1807年到1820年之间。
It is between 1807 to 1820.
那时候英国人不太愿意来中国。
At that time, the English people do not quite like to come to China.
那申请宣教士来中国也没有人来应征。
And the open invitation for missionaries to come to China, there are no applicants.
马里逊不断的申请，但是一直没有人来。
And Morrison applied and keep on applying, and yet in vain.
后来只有一个年轻人应征，说好，我愿意去中国。
And later on, a young man accepted the challenge and said, "I want to come to China."
但是他们的总会在 interview 这一个年轻人的时候，觉得这个年轻人实在不够资格到中国。
But as the headquarters interviewed this young person, they found that this young person was not qualified.
他没有受过什么教育。
He was not educated.
他是做过牧童，牧羊人的牧童。
He was a shepherd.
他衣服穿得很粗糙。
And his clothing is very shabby.
他讲话用的文法常常不对。
He is grammatically incorrect.
而且他长得很难看。
And he is not good looking.
他们觉得代表大英帝国派到中国的宣教士一定要有学问，要有好看，要谈吐文雅的人。
They felt that the representative of the great British Empire to China must be good looking, must be educated, must have good manners.
但是实在没有人可以选。
But yet they don't have anyone.
他们一再的拒绝他。
So they turned him off many times.
他又一再的申请。
But he kept applying.
所以后来他们勉强同意说你就去中国吧。
So at last they said, okay, we'll let you go.
你去做马里逊的仆人还是做他的 助手
go and be Morrison's servant.
因为马里逊已经结婚，但是他的妻子不能够常常跟他在中国。
And Morrison is already married, but his wife cannot accompany him to China.
所以他需要有人帮他煮饭、烧菜、帮他洗衣服、帮他做一些杂工。
So he needs someone to do his housework like cooking, washing, and so forth.
而且马里逊翻译也需要有人帮他做抄写和排版的工作。
And as a translator, Morrison needs someone to help him write and set the plate just before the PC starts.
这个年轻人就终于到中国，成为来华的第二个传教士。
And this young man became the first, the second missionary.
他的名字叫米莲，中文叫米莲 ，M I L N E， 米莲。好
，Milne。His name is Milne.
他到中国去以后，果然中国政府不让他入境。
And of course, sure enough, after he arrived in China, the government did not allow him to enter the country.
所以他不能到广州，他只能在澳门。
He cannot go to 广州, he can only stay in 澳门。
澳门那时候是葡萄牙人的殖民地，所以他可以留在那里。
And at that time, Macau is the province. It belongs to Portugal, so he can stay there.
那他就在那里帮马里逊做许多的事情。
And he helped Morrison in many ways over there.
好，我们不讲太多哈，就是过了二十年以后。
And 20 years later,
这一位米莲出版了中国第一本的现代化的杂志。
Milne published the first modern journal or magazine in China.
他办了中国第一所现代化的学校。
And he organized the first modern school in China.
他是这个学校的校长。
He is the principal of this school.
在这学校里面有教西方的科学文学哲学的课程，也教中国的文学哲学的课程。
And the school taught the Western philosophy and science as well as Chinese philosophy.
米莲他可以用中文写作。
Milne can write in Chinese.
我看过他所写的文章，就是他在杂志上写的文章。
And I saw the articles that he wrote in Chinese.
我自己觉得我大概都没有办法写他那么好。
I feel that I'm not up to his standard.
这一个没有受过什么教育的人。
And this uneducated person.
他把自己献上。
He gave himself.
他成为上帝重用的器皿。
And became a important servant of God.
这是玛利亚让我们学习到的榜样。
And this is the example that Mary, let us learn.
第二个我们可以学习到的榜样。
The second, example that we can learn.
玛利亚最爱的是主自己。
Mary loved the Lord himself.
而不是主的事工。
Not the ministry.
他的门徒说，这些三十两银子可以去周济穷人，他们关心的是事工。
And as the disciples discuss how they can use the money to help the poor, they are concerned about ministry.
他们认为这些金钱最有价值的就是做成事工。
They feel that it is more valuable to turn this money into ministry.
但是对玛利亚来说，最有价值的是坐在主的身上。
But to Mary, the most valuable thing to do is to do it on the Lord himself.
所以耶稣才问说，为什么难为他呢？
And Jesus says, why bother her?
他爱的是耶稣基督。
Who she love is Jesus Christ.
你们爱的是主的事工。
What you love is the ministry.
如果不爱主的话，单爱主的事工，不是本末倒置了吗？
If you don't love the Lord and only the ministry,You are praising the right. You are praising the wrong priorities.
耶稣在最后一次对彼得谈话的时候，问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”各位记得吗？在约翰福音二十一章。
Do you remember in John chapter 21, when finally Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
耶稣关心的是你爱我吗？还是只是爱我的羊，我的小羊呢？
What Jesus asked him is, "Do you love me, or do you only love the sheep?"
如果你爱我，你才能够有资格去爱这些小羊。
You must love me, and then you are qualified to love my sheep.
耶稣问彼得：“你爱我吗？”才差派他去爱、去牧养他的羊跟他的小羊。
And Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" And then send him off to be a shepherd of the sheep.
同样的，我们也问我们自己。
Likewise, we should ask ourselves.
我们在这里侍奉的时候
，When we serve here,
我爱的是主呢，还是爱我在参与的这些事工呢
？Do we really love the Lord, or we only love the work?
反过来说，我爱的是主，还是爱的是我自己呢
？To put it more deeply, do we love the Lord, or do we love ourselves?
刚刚主席介绍的时候，我说你介绍的少一点，不用介绍那么多。
And just now the chairman introduced me. I told him, do not spend too much time introduce myself.
因为他如果介绍我介绍的很多的话
，Because if he spend a lot of time introducing me,
就给我试探了，就好像让我来爱我自己了。
It gives me a temptation to love myself.
哦，我原来我做过这么多事情，我都忘了。
Oh, I did so many things. I almost forgotten.
我要问的是，我做这么多事情，我爱的是我做的这些事呢，还是我爱主耶稣呢
？I need to ask myself, do I love all of the things that I did, or do I love the Lord?
我玛利亚把这香膏打破的时候，因为她爱主，她不在乎说这一个香膏的这三十两银子可以做多少主的事工。
And it is because Mary loved the Lord and she break the jar, she do not calculate how much.Of this can be used on ministry.
他回到我们最根本的问题：我侍奉主，我爱主的工作，我爱主的这些弟兄姐妹们，但是我爱的是主自己吗
？So we turn to a basic question: Do I love the Lord, or do I love just the things that come with the Lord, the brothers and sisters, the ministries?
马太福音第四章，当魔鬼试探耶稣的时候，耶稣最后的回答是什么？
And in Matthew chapter 4, when the devil tempted Jesus, the last question that the devil asked of our Lord.
耶稣的回答是说，当拜主，你的神，单要侍奉他。
And Jesus' reply is, worship the Lord only, your God, only serve him.
单要侍奉他。
Only serve him.
不要一面侍奉主，一面顺便侍奉自己。
Do not...when you serve the Lord, at the same time you serve yourself.
我们不敢明目张胆的说，我是在侍奉我自己。
We will not openly say that I'm serving myself.
通常我们都是说我在侍奉神。
we always said I'm serving God.
但是顺便也侍奉一下自己。
But it doesn't. We don't mind to serve ourselves just a little bit.
宣道会的创办人叫 A.B. Simpson.
The founder of the Alliance Church, A.B. Simpson.
他写过一段话。
He said,
我常听人说，我很希望能够得到神的医治，但得不到。
I heard people say I hope to get the healing from God, but I did not get it.
我有时听人说我得到了。
And sometimes I heard I got it.
我问他们说你得到了什么？
And I asked them what did you get?
他们回答说我得到祝福了。
And their response is I was blessed.
有人说我得到理论了。
And some said I have the theory.
也有人说我得到神的医治了。
And some said I have been healed.
也有人说我得到成圣了。
And some said, I've been sanctified.
Simpson, 他说，但我感谢神，我们所受的教导是什么呢？
But I thank the Lord because our teaching is,
我们所需要的不是祝福，不是神医，不是成圣，不是一件东西。
What we need are not blessing, not miracle healing, not sanctification, and not one thing.
也不是这个，乃是基督，就是他自己。
Not this, not that, but Jesus Christ Himself.
他自己比一切更好。
And He Himself is better than any.
各位晓得有一首诗歌就是叫他自己。
There's a song by the name of He Himself.
我们今天没有时间来唱。
Today we don't have time to sing it.
但是各位请思想，我爱的是他自己呢，还是跟他有关的事呢？
But let us reflect on, do we love Him?Or we love things that are related to him.
我们所爱的是主自己，还是这一瓶香膏呢？
Do we love the Lord himself, or this alabaster jar of perfume?
让我们有一段反思的时间。
Let us have a time to reflect.
我单纯的爱主吗？
Do I love the Lord simply?
我是不是爱的是自己而不自觉呢？
Do I love myself, and yet I do not know?
我像玛利亚一样，我已经尽我的能力，把我所能的献上吗？
Did I, like Mary, give my all?
我们有一点安静的时间。
Let us have some time to reflect. We thank you for your grace.
借着玛利亚的故事，让我们再次来思想我们和你的关系。
And it is through the story of Mary, let us reflect on the relationship with you.
让我们单纯的爱你。
And let us love you only.
单纯的来敬拜你。
And worship you only.
单纯的来侍奉你。
And serve you only.
让我们心思意念单单在耶稣基督身上。
Let our thoughts and our minds be focused upon you.
让我们的价值观在耶稣基督身上。
And let us build our value on you.
让我们每一天的生活让耶稣基督做我们的主。
Let our life every day, and let our Lord be our Lord.
让我们不再一样。
Let us be different.
让我们成为新造的人以后。
Let us become a new, born person.
思想行为有新生命的样式。
Our thought and our behavior reflect our life.
求你让我们在山上这个安静的地方。
Let us upon the hill and when we meditate.
我们得享安息以后。
And we enjoy the peace and rest.
让我们下去。
Let us go down.
我们回到我们的生活中。
And return to our lives.
我们时时以主做我们的主。
We always honor you as our Lord.
让我们在这个复杂的世界里面。
In this complex world.
我们单纯的来爱你，来敬拜你。
Let us simply love you and worship you.
愿你与我们同在。
May your presence be with us.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
底下我们有圣餐的时间。
We have the Holy Communion.
26-29节，耶稣基督亲自设立最后的晚餐，胜利设立圣餐。
In Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 29, the Lord set up the Holy Communion.
我们只读中文哈，大家可以一起来读这一段的经文。
We would only read the Chinese, the English. You can read the Bible.
马太福音26:26-29.
Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 29.
我们一起读来。 他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢，就掰开，递给门徒，说：你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们，说：你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。在这一段的经文里面，我们看到圣餐的意义，第一个是向上看。
From this scripture, we see the meaning of the Holy Communion. The first, look up.
看十字架。
Look at the cross.
看耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
We saw Jesus Christ nail on the cross for us.
因此我们知道，当我在领圣餐的时候，
So when we are accepting this communion,
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I'm nailed on the cross together.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And now who live is not me, but Christ.
并且如今我在肉身活着。
And now I live in my flesh.
是因信神的儿子而活。
Because I believe in the Son of God.
他是爱我。
He loved me.
为我舍己。
And he gave himself.
我们领圣餐的时候，让我们看见十字架。
When we accept the bread and the cup, let us see the cross.
领圣餐的时候，我们向内看。
At the same time, we look inward.
看自己。
Look at ourselves.
哥林多前书十一章二十八节说：“人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。”
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 28, it says.A man should examine himself and then take of the bread and drink of the cup.
领圣餐的时候，让我们看在我自己里面有没有什么罪，我需要认清楚的。
And we should examine ourselves if we have any sin that we need to confess.
第三个，领圣餐的时候，我们要左右看看我们身边的肢体。
And the third, when we are having communion, we should look to our left.
哥林多前书第十章那里说，我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗
？First Corinthians chapter 10 verses 16 to 17 said, "The bless the cup that we bless, we are receiving Jesus' blood together."
我们所掰开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗
？And the bread that we broke, we are receiving the body of Christ together.
我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体。
Though we are many.We are one body, one bread.
因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Because we share one bread.
统领基督的血，统领基督的身体，一个饼，一个身体。
We receive one body, one cup of bread, one cup, one body and one bread.
现在你看你左右的人，你看一下就好啊。
So look at your left and right, just for a moment.
我们都统领一个饼。同领一个杯
We receive one cup, one bread.
我们是在基督里是成为肢体的
We are in Christ, we are one body.
第四个我们领圣餐的时候我们向前看
And finally, the fourth one, we look forward.
看天国的荣耀
Look at the kingdom of heaven.
因为马太福音二十六章主耶稣告诉我们说从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁
Because in Matthew chapter 26, it said, Jesus said,And now I tell you, from now on, I will not drink of this grape juice.
直到我在我父的国里面同你们喝新的那日子。
Until I drink of the new one together in the kingdom of my father.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我们只有十几个人在这里一起领这圣餐。
And Jesus told his disciples that we have only maybe a little bit more over 10 people to share the dinner.
但将来天国完成降临的时候，完全降临的时候
，But when the kingdom of heaven descend,
我们要重新来领，一起跟主耶稣来领这圣餐。
We should receive this communion in a new manner.
也跟全世界所有的圣徒一同来领圣餐。
And we are receiving it with all the saints from all over the world.
各位想想看，将来你在天上那个大的圣餐的时候。
So just imagine in heaven you have this great feast.
你是不是希望坐在加尔文的旁边
？You would like to sit next to Kelvin.
是不是坐在马丁路德的旁边
？Or next to Martin Luther。
或者中国人可能想要去坐在宋尚杰的旁边
？Or next to 宋尚杰。
啊，我们在天国里面要统领这一个饼跟杯。
In the kingdom of heaven, we should receive this bread and cup together。
我们今天在这边可能只有将近200个人。
And today here we have maybe 200 people。
但是将来有千千万万的圣徒一同来领圣餐。
But in the future, there will be thousands upon thousands of saints.
那是一种何等的场景
？What kind of a place would that be？
啊，当我们领圣餐的时候
，When we receive the communion，
让我们带着这样的盼望
，Let us receive it with such hope。
我们来温习一下，向上看
，Let's review, look up，
看十字架
，Look at the cross。
第二个，向内看。
And second, look inward.
看自己。
Look at yourself.
第三个，向左右看。
And third, look left and right.
看肢体。
Look at your members.
第四个。
Number four.
向前看。
Look forward.
看天国。
The kingdom of heaven.
但愿我们一起来领受这圣餐。
Let's share the communion together.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来掰开。
When Jesus was sold, he took the bread and broke it.
他掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
He said, "This is my body that I give up for you."
你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You should do so in order to remember me.
当我们在领受这饼的时候
，So when we receive the bread,
让我们思想到耶稣基督为我们舍弃他的身体。
Let us remember that Jesus Christ gave up his body.
他是生命的粮。
He is the bread of life.
当我们领受这饼的时候
，We receive the cup, the bread.
让耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面成为我们的饱足。
Let his life in ourselves become our satisfaction.